loomed to the north of her, the bare rocks a row of crooked teeth. She flopped down on the heather, basking in the heat. Like the lizard, Simone felt herself awakening from hibernation, her mind and body unfurling like the fronds of moorland bracken. She closed her eyes and stretched out luxuriously. When she opened her eyes, some minutes later, a figure leaned over her. "You were so still, I thought you were dead," he said. Simone sat up. "I was resting. I wanted to be sure." As her eyes readjusted to the brightness of the day, Simone saw a man, dressed in country clothes. He carried a rifle, slung over one shoulder. "I thought it was close season for grouse." He patted the barrel of his gun. "It's my job to ward off poachers and other undesirables. Do I come into that category?" "I don't think so," he said seriously, "although it's not easy to tell at first glance." She stood up. The man towered above her. "Can I take you back to your car? It's easy to become disorientated up here. There's no disgrace in accepting help." Simone bridled. "I've walked the circular path many times, and I've never lost my way." Suit yourself.